International rescue teams have given up the search for survivors in the devastating earthquake that shook Morocco earlier this week, killing 571 people and injuring hundreds more. The slow arrival of emergency aid is causing problems. Angry demonstrators took to the streets in the port city of Al Hoceimah Thursday to protest the government's feeble response to this week's deadly quake. Several protesters were injured in clashes with the Moroccan military. Many Moroccans are critical of aid efforts that they say aren't enough to help the thousands of people left homeless by the powerful quake, which measured 6.5 on the Richter scale and crumbled several villages in northeastern Morocco. Some homeless survivors in the affected areas have complained that aid supplies are scarce. Some foreign rescue and relief teams reported being turned away by local officials. A relief worker with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, Rana Sidani, says it's hard to know where supplies are needed most because communication among relief teams scattered in the difficult terrain is nearly impossible.
We are continuing our efforts, and to be honest with you, I don't know, because in those rural area there is no connection to call the people over there. Cell phone doesn't work. You can imagine it's mountains, so once you're in there, you cannot be connected.
Ms. Sidani is working with relief teams in Imzurin, a village about 18 kilometers from Al Hoceimah, where she says about 300 bodies were found and where half of the buildings and houses have collapsed. Residents who lost their homes or are afraid to go back to them are gathering inside tents where workers are handing out blankets, heaters, mattresses, and food. The region continues to be rocked by aftershocks. One particularly strong tremor on Thursday measured 5.3 on the Richter scale. Ms. Sidani says people are scared and frustrated.
Everybody is traumatized. It's very sad. 5 minutes ago, an aftershock happened. It was very severe, and I was talking to a family who lost one of their brothers. And they just run outside the tents. They have this reaction that they want to run away.
Ms. Sidani says children and the elderly are suffering the most.
The elderly, because when an aftershock happens, you know, they want to run, and some of them are not in good health, so they fall down and they have broken bones. And kids also, they are crying. Their mothers are telling me that lots of them are crying and don't accept to sleep at night. At night it's very cold, the temperature drops below zero.
The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent has appealed for $2 million more dollars worth of aid to assist the estimated 300,000 survivors of the earthquake. Carrie Sheridan for VOA News, Cairo.